We have before us case number 5827 on a motion of the commission to consider entering an order exempting the owners of all present and future wells in Bottineau County, North Dakota from obligation to pay taxes and royalties on gas produced from such wells and flared pursuant to North Dakota Century Code 3808.06.4. All those wishing to testify, please take the oath. Swear to tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Okay, you may proceed.
May it please the examiner, my name is Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter, case number 5827, on behalf of Conoco Inc. Before we begin with our formal presentation of the case, I'd like to just make a brief statement with respect to Section 3808.06.4 of the North Dakota, of the North Dakota Century Code. 3808.06.4 was initially adopted by the 1985 Legislative Assembly. At that time, it was believed that there was a need to give the commission further authority with respect to the flaring of gas. At the time of adoption, specific provisions were included in 3808.06.4, authorizing the Industrial Commission to grant exemptions from flaring in those situations where it was deemed that there was no market for the gas or where it could not be feasibly connected to a pipeline. For a long period of time, industry operated under the assumption that in those situations where there was no market for the gas, there was no need to seek exemptions because the commission would ultimately decide on the value of the gas flare. So a number of members of the industry did not seek the exemptions. Short time after, there was some indication by the commission that the exemption could not, that there was a rule adopted and a value was put on the gas. Industry objected to the value, arguing that it was arbitrary and capricious, but we continued seeking the exemptions. In 1993 Legislative Assembly, legislation was sought amending the provisions of 3808.06.4, authorizing the commission to grant retroactive relief. And it's for that matter that we're here today. And my first witness in this case is Mr. Paul Schultz. Paul, would you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Paul Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z.
By whom are you employed and in what capacity?
I'm employed by Conoco, Inc. as a senior conservation advisor in its Casper division office.
And in that capacity, have you had an opportunity on previous occasions to testify before the North Dakota Industrial Commission, have your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the pertinent matters concerning case number 5827?
Yes.
Specifically with respect to how they apply to Conoco's interest in the Wiley field?
Yes.
And have you prepared or had you prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes.
Off the further testimony of this witness is that of an expert.
It's so accepted.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to have you turn first to the cover page to the exhibit. I don't believe it has an exhibit number on it, or does it? Yes, it does. Exhibit number one, could you identify that exhibit, please?
Exhibit number one is simply a locator map showing the location of the Wiley Field in North Dakota.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit.
Exhibit number two is a field plat showing the location of the various wells in the Wiley Field.
What are the
the coding?
You know, you have the cross section going through A, but that's really no relevance.
That's not of relevance to this case. This just happened to be what was on the existing map of the field boundaries.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit then, exhibit number three.
Exhibit number three is a decline curve for the Wiley Field from the period from approximately 1971 to the present. There are two lines shown on the curve throughout the entire period. The dark line represents the oil production rate, with the hatched line above that, the water production rate. Also, after approximately 1986, a dotted line appears in the lower portion of the graph. That is the estimated gas production for the field.
So the current oil production in the field is approximately 300 barrels a day, is it?
Approximately 330, yes.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit then.
Okay. Exhibit number four is an exponential extrapolation of the estimated future production of the Wylie Field from 1993 to its estimated economic limit, which is approximately the year 2008.
Final exhibit.
Exhibit number five is a data summary sheet prepared for this gas flaring hearing. Indicates that the Wylie Field contains approximately 6,320 acres in Bottineau County. The productive horizon for the fields, the Madison Formation, with the productive interval being encountered in depths approximately 4,100 to 4,200 feet. Current estimated for production for the field as of July 1993, which would be the last full production test turned in to the commission, would be about 335 barrels of oil per day and 54 MCF of gas per day. This is based on a GOR of approximately 161 standard cubic feet of gas per barrel of oil. As of September 1993, there are 42 active wells in the field, 12 shut-in wells in the field, and 4 wells that are under servicing, for a total of 58 wells. Conoco acquired the Wylie Field from Phillips, and we took over operations in October 1988. Its estimated production from the period of October 1988 to July 1993 is approximately 702,000 barrels of oil and 70,900 MCF of gas. Based on the extrapolation shown on exhibit number four, the remaining reserves for the field are estimated at 1.065 million barrels of oil and 171,500 MCF of gas. Now, in regards to the issue of potential gas sales, the distance to the nearest known sales point, which would be a WBI line, is approximately 30 miles, and I believe that line is located approximately 30 miles to the west of the field. Very roughly, the installation cost simply to lay a 4-inch poly line that 30 miles distance would be about $3.80 a foot, or $20,064 a mile, which would mean just to physically lay a gas line that distance would cost approximately $602,000. Okay. Based on our current operations in the Williston Basin, value of Wylie gas would be approximately 75 cents an MCF. So the value of the flared gas produced during the period from which Conoco took over operations to present, what I called historic, would be about $53,200. The estimated future value of all flared gas would be about $128,300.
So taking into consideration just the installation costs, it's uneconomic to connect this field to
right.
a gas gathering facility. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And your economics don't take into consideration the fact that you might need compression. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that would make the economics even worse. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do your economics take into consideration the acquisition of right-of-way?
No.
Do your economics take into consideration metering that might be required?
No.
And you indicated that you used a figure of approximately $3.80 per foot. That doesn't take into consideration road hazards, crossing roads, that is, and crossing streams. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So that would make the economics considerably worse, would it not?
Yes.
Paul, in your opinion, is it economically feasible at the present time or in the foreseeable future to connect this field to a gas gathering facility?
No.
In your opinion, was it ever economically feasible to connect this field to a gas gathering facility?
No.
That's all the questions I have for Mr. Schultz. We'd reiterate our previous request that the order be made retroactive to the date of Conoco's acquisition of this field, October 1988.
Okay. But the request will be taken under consideration. On your connection to Williston Basin Interstate line, is that line a dry gas line?
I believe it is.
So would the gas produced in Wylie be acceptable to that line without processing?
I don't believe so.
So you would also have an additional processing cost?
That is correct.
Okay. The without processing facilities in the area and unable to process the gas, does this gas have a value?
No.
Probably the only value would be lease use.
That's correct. Approximately 15 MCF a day are used on site.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any further questions. Does anyone else wish to ask any questions? Okay, is there anyone else that wishes to appear in this case?
One extra question.
Want to go off the record for a moment, or do you want to go on?
No.
Okay.
Paul, can you tell me how you determined that price of 75 cents an MCF for the gas?
That was given to me by our gas sales analyst in the office for the Williston Basin, Brett Springer. He based that on existing prices in the area and the net back to a gas that would have roughly the same BTU content as estimated for the Wylie field. So it was...
You said that the price was based on the price of gas in the area.
That's the Williston Basin area.
Okay, you don't mean...
No, excuse me, yes.
Area. You mean the...
The Williston Basin.
Basin.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any further questions? Anyone else wish to appear in this case? If not, the commission will take it under advisement.